And New Zealand comedian Rose Matafeo says she's completely overwhelmed to win Best Comedy Show at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. She's won for her show Horn Dog. It's about a woman in her 20s looking for passionate relationships. Ms. Matafeo, 26 years old. I hope it's all right to have said your name on air, Rose. Your age on air, rather. It's only the fifth woman to say the top comedy award at the Edinburgh Fringe, and she's with us on the line now from there. Morning or evening, how are you?
Evening. I'm very well. I've just finished my final show for the Fringe. I'm sitting on my couch, just very tired.
So, congratulations. And you went out and did, what, another one or two shows after that win?
Yeah, no, I did. Last year, it came out yesterday, and then I ran and did two of my shows. So my show twice because I did an extra show and then a couple of gigs. It was a very, very busy day yesterday. And then today I had my final show. And it's been a weird, very weird, crazy whirlwind. But it hasn't really sunk in.
No, and you've been getting congratulations from right around the world, from all sorts of people. Kind of overwhelming, yes.
No, it's very overwhelming. And because I think it's a really surreal thing for me, especially because to get nominated was completely astonishing. I couldn't believe that the show got nominated, and it was an out of body experience when they would call my name, because the other all of the shows this year that were nominated were just absolutely incredible, and they were such amazingly deserving people as well. So I feel like the vibe was that if anyone out of us were going to win it, it was going to be an amazing, awesome thing. I just really genuinely had no clue whatsoever it'd be me, and that's why I panicked and didn't write a speech and accidentally thanked the entirety of New Zealand for my speech. So that was embarrassing.
But, I mean, I guess there are some other awards that you've won in the past, like the Billy T Award, the Fred Award. So, you know, this isn't the first time that you've had to go up and do that thing where you have to give a speech, I guess. But how awesome is it to win this award? This is a really big one because the Edinburgh Fringe means a lot for comedians.
Yeah.
And there are some other New Zealand comedians who've been nominated in the past that you might have heard of called Flight of the Conchords. They didn't win.
Yes, they didn't win. And Trigvi Wakeshaw and stuff. Well, that's why getting nominated was such a huge, big deal. I mean, it's surreal in the sense that this is something I didn't think genuinely would never kind of happen. I mean, I've come to Edinburgh for the past about three or four years. But just when you start doing comedy in New Zealand, it just seems like a kind of weird dream come true that I couldn't even imagine it happening. And so I think that's why I feel almost uncomfortable in it, sitting in it. But I'm trying to figure out a way in which to process it. But yeah, it is such a huge, it's just very exciting.
Is it also, I mean, a lot of people are pointing out things like you're the first non-white person to win this award. You're one of a very small handful of women to have won this award.
Yeah,
how
five,
big,
yeah.
You know, how kind of big does that feel to you as well?
It feels really, what feels the biggest thing is that to see who has won this award in the past, and for it to genuinely be this, it's an just feel like it's an incredibly prestigious thing to be a part of now in history, I guess. And I know that sounds really cheesy or maybe over the top, but I just think I'm so, 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 so lucky that I get to be a part of that. And I feel like I feel very happy to, in a small way, represent New Zealand a little bit. And I had no chance of, I didn't have any chance of, winning an Olympic gold medal. But maybe as a comedian, this is the closest thing could try and get to that,
Maybe we need a ticker tape parade for when you come back. I've seen that suggested on Twitter, actually. But just also...
No, absolutely not.
Aww. But one of the winners last year, because it was shared last year, was Hannah Gadsby, who's had, of course, Nanette, which has been a huge Netflix sensation. So no pressure on whatever's next, eh?
Yeah, no, not pressure at all. I think it's very, well, it's very exciting. I'm very, it is a weird thing because, I mean, I love performing and I love making shows, and I don't think I'll ever stop really coming to the Fringe to do shows like that. But yeah, I have no really clue what's next. I'm only 26. I just feel very overwhelmed by that. I hope I don't, this is my bad New Zealand tour poppy nature coming out. I'm like, oh God, no, it's actually a bad thing. I'm turning this news into bad news. But no, I think it's terribly exciting. But I hope it means that people treasure what New Zealand comedians, because I think, you know, not in terms of, you know, oh, I do comedy out of New Zealand, but I think New Zealand comedians and New Zealand comedy is genuinely so unique, and so statistically the amount of talent that comes out of New Zealand is wild. And I think this is just going to open, you know, hopefully up more opportunities for people to come up here and kind of show how talented the comedic kind of minds we have in New Zealand, in Edinburgh. So yeah, I hope that's what it leads to.
Good on you. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning. That's Rose Matafeo, who has won that top comedy award at the Edinburgh Fringe.